Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Pazzelli from the 75th Venice International Film Festival, and today we talk about 28 Times Cinema with the Slovenian ambassador of this year's edition of the project. So thanks, Luca, for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
First of all, Luca, tell us how you had the chance to know about this project.
Actually, up until a few months ago, I did not know about this project. It popped up on my Facebook amongst the notifications. It was a post shared by my local cinema, of which I'm the ambassador of. It's Kinodvor of Ljubljana. And I noticed it could be something very interesting. And because I have a friend who is a very, very big cinema lover and cinema goer, I introduced him to the project, invited him to apply. But when he said he didn't have the time, I took the last few days before the project was due. And applied the last
you
week
were very
possible
lucky.
And got lucky, yes.
Okay, and why do you think that this project is important? I mean, which are the aspects that, in your opinion, are worth mentioning?
I mean, I can speak for as an individual, as a young person who is attending, not as much in the broader context of cinema. For me, it's really, I find it important for young people to educate themselves, to share the knowledge and experience of cinema, because this is not, this is an international event. You get to meet one person from each country from the European Union. We are of similar age, but it varies as well. The culture varies, the film interests vary, and this is not just an experience of seeing a lot of films. It is also an experience of the exchange between many very different people.
And instead, something more about yourself. Are you just a cinema lover, or did you have the chance to, I don't know, study any cinema-related subjects, disciplines?
I actually study physics.
Oh,
so it is a,
you
it
are
is
a
different field. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, I share your enthusiasm. No, actually, I am very much interested in the arts, but I am very engaged in literary criticism in Slovenia, which is a big part. This is mainly the reason why I applied, because I thought that my film experience was not as developed as it could be, and I wanted to also strengthen my criticism by not only framing it to literary criticism, but also expanding it to film criticism, which is why I also applied for the workshop, film criticism workshop. And this is mainly why I applied, because I find arts to be a various sort of experiences, and filmography, I think, is a very special way to recreate your own experience of.
But anyway, you see yourself better as a physician or as someone involved in cinema?
I don't think these have to be mutually exclusive.
Yeah, of course.
I think that
it's not.
If life is just want to call it a linear, but it's a set of experiences from one to the other. I really don't think you have to limit yourself just one. It is something that you have to do in society, and you have to have some income, and you have to be employed somewhere. But I think that the arts in general, not just cinema, are something that can bring you an experience outside of your the zone of your profession.
I totally agree with you. And how would you define the situation of independent cinema in your country?
I don't think it's not in Slovenia. I don't think it's as much of a problem of independency as it is just that the film industry is a bit underdeveloped. Not because there weren't people who were trying to make it different. It's mostly just because it doesn't get enough funds. But what is promising, as I've already hinted, is that we have a lot of very motivated, very engaging, very enthusiastic film goers and film workers, oh, actually, who are trying. Amongst them is Kino Dvor from Ljubljana, of which I'm the ambassador, yeah, of, that work very, very much to make filmography in general a thing in Slovenia. And something that is very representative is the LIFE. It's the film festival in November that we have in Ljubljana, where many of the films we've seen here and that we can't see here in Venice will be screened on LIFE.
And about your presence here in Venice, did you have the chance to watch any movies apart from those screened at Le Giornate degli Autori?
Yes, many.
And which would you mention? I mean, even suggest to see to our listeners?
Well, I'm sorry to be repetitive, but for me it's also Roma.
Okay.
Roma is just a film that is so poetic in such a subtle way.
It will win something, because
I'm quite sure it will.
Okay.
Something, yeah.
So, Luca, thank you so much. It was a pleasure for me to speak with you.
Thank you.
I'm Chiara Pazzelli for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.